I'm from Vienna, president of the International Society of Existential Analysis and Logotherapy. I'm a physician and clinical psychologist and psychotherapist and supervisor. In existential analysis, we understand dreams as a special form of consciousness. A consciousness which is not picture, which is pictorial but not abstract. Pictorial means also emotional, and this is the great value of dreams. Consciousness, as you may know from philosophy, always represents a reality as an intentional object. There is no consciousness without an intentional object. So in dreams there is a sort of reality, but not a reflected sort of reality. The question is, how do we work with dreams, and do we work at all, and do we ask clients or patients for their dreams? In EA, most of us don't ask them. We do not focus on them. We focus on what people bring up, what they say, what is moving them. And not everything what is dreamt is existentially important. There are leftovers of the day, as already Freud described. Not everything which is going on in dreams is worth it to attract attention. They are forgotten. The criterion of working with dreams in existential analysis Vienna style is when they occupy the client, when they are dealing with them, when they are remembering them, when they are spontaneously start to talk about them. Sometimes we may even ask, was there a dream? But it is rare the case. We want to be open and to see phenomenologically what is happening, what is going on. Why should dream have more reality than the actuality? When they occupy us, then of course they are a theme. And we don't understand them as symbolic representations of unconscious issues or repressed issues. We understand them as a perception of something important which have a content that attracts consciousness, non-reflective consciousness. And so dreams are phenomenological in themselves. And they are, of course, worthy to look at when they appear. I thought, instead of talking a long time about dreams, I will bring you a short situation with a patient which shows how a non-understanding of a situation is intertwined with anxiety, with basic anxiety of his traumatic personality, and how we deal with dreams, and that there is no difference to how we deal with any other issue they bring up in our therapy. Patient has been traumatized. He has been a victim of kidnapping in a foreign country. And he is still under the influence of this trauma, PTSD. And his wife actually became it seems like jealous, but jealous in a way which is paranoid, in a paranoid jealousy. And he had a dream, and he started the session by saying, and ultimately we spoke in the last session about her paranoid and what we I can do and how I can try to accept it and how I can disclose myself, and the paranoid is not really moving, and he doesn't understand what is going on in his wife, and I'm convinced that there is no reason for her his wife to be jealous at all. But it's not my task to decide that. He had a dream. He has seen his wife coming up to him with a knife in the hand and threatening him. And he said, and this was like my kidnappers always threatened me. My question was simply, what did you feel? Of course, anxiety. Anxiety, what for? I can't say, it is an not distinct anxiety, an anxiety that something terrible may happen. This is the atmosphere. And what is that that terrible, what can happen? It's so terrible, he continues, that it is not foreseeable. It's a not definable anxiety. I asked him, what can happen? Do you have any idea? Just confronting, looking, helping him to see. What can happen? He said, something terrible. And the art of psychotherapy, in our understanding, in a phenomenological approach, is to remain with the patient, not to interpret, not to apply a technique, just to keep presence. And I was silent. And he said, something which I cannot inhibit, and I have a panic-like anxiety of that. What could be something like that, which is so terrible? The anxiety of death, he said. More. The anxiety of torture. More. The anxiety of the repetition of this terrible torture he really had to undergo in his kidnapping. What could your... I simply asked him to look at the picture. What could your wife, with the knife in the hand, do when you look at her? How she holds the knife, and how she looks like, and how she is approaching you. It's not clear to me, he said. In the dream, it was not clear. Now, when I speak about, it's clear. I would take her off the knife of her hand. She could hurt me in this wrestling. But in the dream, there was simply anxiety, anxiety, anxiety. Anxiety that she can do something terrible towards me. She could surprise me. Surprise me with something unforeseeable. But all is so improbable. She could make snatches into my heart, into the aorta. She could hurt herself with the knife. You know, the picture is developing. Now the wife herself comes into the picture. But he said, but if she hurts herself, it would be unintentionally. And I asked him, and what would be the most difficult or the most terrific for you? That I am hurt, he said. But if I look at that, I see she wouldn't snatch my heart. This is so improbable. She wouldn't hurt me with the knife. And I said, do you really feel that when you look at her? And he said, yeah, I'm totally sure, and more than that. She wouldn't collaborate with the delinquents, with the criminals. She would never do something against me. But of course something could happen in a struggle. That she hurts me, but she wouldn't want to do me really, any harm. That she, and I asked him, do do you know that she, that why do you know that something can happen in the in a struggle? And he said, because I read of it. And so I said, this was the recognition. You found your ground. You were occupied with this insecurity. You encounter in your life a change which you cannot understand. And this stimulated his prior experience of the kidnapping, where he lived 3 months in a constant threat of something which can happen improvisationally. And he couldn't understand, and I either cannot really understand his wife. They have a very good relationship and a long-lasting relationship and a family. And suddenly she started to change, and of course she avoids any help. He cannot understand that. In his dream, he has seen this not graspable experience, and it is combined with the former anxiety. And by confronting the dream, he found his ground and found out that if I look at that really, and when I'm not blurred by my vision, then I see that she wouldn't do that. And he said at the end of the session that this was a very effort-taking session for him, but he was not tired. Often when we work on his trauma, he was so tired that he had to sleep for an hour or two after the session. This time he was felt a clear relief, and he had the feeling that the problem is understandable for him. It was a short glimpse on working with the dream. Thank you.